We're going to begin by seeking to learn our verse of the year, which goes like this. You will be made rich in every way so that you can be generous on every occasion, and through us your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God. Some of you may have some of these, which are not to look at now, but to remind you of it, big bookmarks or things you can put on your fridge or something. So there it is. Whoops. It ties in with our generous kind of motif, acrostic, that we've got on that side. But here's the verse itself. You will be made rich in every way so that you can be generous on every occasion, and through us your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God. Now, here we go. Let's all say it together, and then I'll take some words away and we'll see how far we get. So let's say it all together with me. You will be made rich in every way so that you can be generous on every occasion, and through us your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God. Those under 12 only, please. You will be made... Under 12s? Made rich so that you can be generous on every occasion, and through us your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God. I don't think all the under 12s were speaking, and I know many of you can read, so really help me out. Yes, you were. You were leading it on, and that was very good. Right, for all of us, we're going to take some words away. Very easy. You will be made rich in every way so that you can be generous on every occasion, and through us your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God. You will be made rich in every way so that you can be generous on every occasion, and through us your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God. I can't remember what happens next. Oh, yeah. You will be made rich in every way so that you can be generous on every occasion, and through your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God. I find it really hard to learn this one. 2 Corinthians, we should say the verse, shouldn't we? 2 Corinthians 9, verse 11. I can remember that part. Okay, I think this is the blank screen one. You will be made rich in every way, generosity, the occasion, and through us, your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God. Corinthians 9, verse 11. It's quite a lot, but then that's good because we've got a whole year to learn it. It's great to commit these to memory, so that would be excellent. Now, we are going to read 2 Corinthians chapter 9. So, particularly the children, I'd love it if you could also find 2 Corinthians 9 in your Bibles. Now, children, what I'd love you to do, and I don't know whether this is going to work or be ridiculous. Could be both of those things. But what I'd love you to do is, when you hear the word generous, I want you to say it back to me. Or if you hear the word generosity, I want you to say it back to me. So if I read the word generous, I want you to shout generous back, okay? I'll do it as a little practice from the verse of the year. So if I read out, you will be made rich in every way so that you can be generous, on every occasion. That's brilliant, you've got it already. I don't need to illustrate it anymore. Let's have a look through this verse and see if it has anything to say about generous or generosity. It's page 1163, if you're still looking for it, 2 Corinthians chapter 9. There is no need for me to write to you about this service for the saints, for I know your eagerness to help, and I have been boasting about it to the Macedonians, telling them that since last year you in Achaia were ready to give, and your enthusiasm has stirred most of them into action. But I am sending the brothers in order that our boasting about you in this matter should not prove hollow, but that you may be ready as I said you would be. For if any Macedonians come with me and find you unprepared, we, not to say anything about you, would be ashamed of having been so confident. So I thought it necessary to urge the brothers to visit you in advance and finish the arrangements for the generous gift you have promised. Then it will be ready as a generous gift, not as one grudgingly given. Remember this, who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Each man should give what he has decided in his heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. As it is written, he has scattered abroad his gifts to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. Now he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will also supply and increase your store of seed and will enlarge the harvest of your righteousness. You will be made rich in every way so that you can be generous on every occasion, and through us your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God. This service that you perform is not only supplying the needs of God's people, but is also overflowing in many expressions of thanks to God. Because of the service by which you have proved yourselves, men will praise God for the obedience that accompanies your confession of the gospel of Christ and for your generosity in sharing with them and with everyone else. And in their prayers for you, their hearts will go out to you because of the surpassing grace God has given you. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. We're just going to look at our verse of the year. A little while ago, and you can listen online, we worked through the book of 2 Corinthians and we studied these chapters. So for a bit more of the backstory, that Paul is expecting a gift from the church at Corinth and to be able to take that gift to those who are struggling in famine and poverty in Jerusalem. There's a backstory, but you can hear about that online, or I can describe it to you later if you're interested. But that's the backstory. But we're just going to focus particularly on this one verse. You will be made rich in every way so that you can be generous on every occasion. Oh, you're still doing it. And through us, your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God. What is, children, the best present you received this Christmas? Yes?
An Xbox.
An Xbox, did you? Wow. Can I come around and play?
Maybe.
Will I beat you?
No.
Okay, fair enough. Anyone else, best present? An Xbox 360. Was yours an Xbox 360?
No.
Okay. One S. Good. I like these things. Yes. Your dog Snuggle. Ooh, toy Snuggle. That's all right. Toy dogs are good. I don't need so much walking. Yes. Past Oscar. Yeah. Oh, and you? We'll go Oscar, you next, and then we'll. Sorry, I'll come down here, then it's clear who I'm looking at.
Hamster.
A hamster. No, I've got the camera one. The hamster. An actual live, real-life hamster. Oh, nice one. Yes, Oscar.
A bike.
Very good. What size are the wheels on your bike?
I don't know.
Okay. 16. Yes, Ben.
An electric guitar.
An electric guitar. Like a full-size electric guitar?
Almost. Yeah.
Almost. Very good. Do you know the 6 strings on the guitar?
Yeah.
What are they? Okay. What did you get? Pardon? You buy a bike. Oh, yeah, with some of your own saved-up money. You had a really nice word for saved-up money. What was it called?
Spendies.
Yeah, that's right. I remember that word. That was cool, that. Sorry, I missed only one on this side. Yeah, what did you get? Best present, I mean.
Feed the Xbox.
Oh, an Xbox as well. Oh, yes. Oh, just a couple more, yes.
A pogo stick.
A what?
A pogo stick.
A pogo stick. Are you good on it?
Yeah.
Good. I won't be very good. I've got terrible balance. Yeah, sorry.
A Lucy doll.
A Lucy doll. Okay, yes, what did you get, Jaden?
Fungus mongus.
What is that like?
A
An Xbox.
Oh, okay. What's fungus mongus like? Is it a substance? You sort of mould it. Okay, it's kind of disgusting. That's good. Now, here's a harder question. Why did people give you presents?
Because they're generous.
Very good answer. You're thinking about the verse. Because they're generous. Other reasons?
Because they're kind.
Any other reasons? Sorry, Liz. Because they love you. Brilliant answer. I was waiting for that one. So that's excellent. Because they love you. Yes? Kind of, but not particularly why people gave you presents, but they did give you in response to God sending. I see what you mean, Christmas presents. So I'm in your head now, yeah? Because of God sending Jesus, and that was an example of a present. Pardon? Yeah. Any other reasons? That's very interesting. All those are really good answers, and they help us think about our verse. Maybe they don't think about a really interesting thing about our verse, though. To do with one of the reasons God gives us things. And we're going to think about that as we work through it. So, really easy way of looking at it. There's the verse at the bottom. I need to better see this a bit better. There's a verse at the bottom, and the first thing we're going to think about is that God enriches us, or God makes us rich in every way. He's been so generous to us, because he's a generous God. So those reasons you were giving about presents, those first set of reasons, that's describing God. He's generous because he loves us, because he cares for us, because he's kind. He gives us gifts because he's a generous God. And his generosity is in so many different ways. The verse says in every way, in lots of ways. So help me out. In what ways has God been generous to his people? In what ways God has God been generous to us?
I already answered that.
Kind of. You can answer it again, though. Or allow someone else to. Anyone else got an answer for that one?
Maybe someone died on the cross.
Well, he gave us Jesus who died on the cross. Absolutely. In what other ways has God been generous to us? So did you have your hand up, Ali? Or were you? It's all right. You can join in if you want. In what other ways? What other things has God given us? Yeah? Yes?
Life?
He's given us life, yeah. Brilliant answer. Do you want to answer? Is there one coming? Yes. How about the money to buy your bike?
I got it.
That would be a good one. Yes?
Stuff.
Yeah, stuff is a great answer. Yes? Pens.
Pets.
Oh, sorry. Pets. Brilliant. Anybody over here? I can't even remember what the question was. What is it that God gave us? That's it, yeah. Yes? Pardon? He gave us the world to live in. Liz?
Church family.
Church family. Yes, wonderful. Yes, Jaden, I hope it's a good answer.
Forgiveness?
Brilliant answer. Wow, you guys. Yes?
God making us better.
God making us better? What, when we're ill or something? Yeah?
House.
Brilliant. Well, you see, we could go on with answers for a very long time because it said God enriches us in every way, in lots of ways. So I thought, oh, sorry, the font's not right. I thought about these. God gives us Jesus, and he gives us the Bible, and he gives us money. Pardon?
Mondays.
Yeah, he gives us Mondays as well as Tuesdays and Wednesdays, and the rest of the week, but particularly money. And he gives us talents as well. And all of those things God gives us. He gives us Jesus. If you look just, if you've still got the Bible open and you look just back at 2 Corinthians 8 and verse 9, it says this, "For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ," meaning the gift of our Lord Jesus Christ, "that though he was rich, Yet for your sakes he became poor, so that through his poverty you might become rich. Or at the end of the chapter we read, verse 15 of chapter 9, thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. And he's, of course, speaking about Jesus Christ. That's the indescribable gift, the gift that's so special it's hard to find words to describe it. As one of you said, God showed his love especially in sending Jesus to live and to die, to take the punishment for our sins and to rise again. That's the indescribable gift. But he's also given us what we call material blessings, meaning houses, gadgets, the internet, football boots, ballet shoes, hats, scarves, gifts, opportunities. We can sing, we can pray, we can encourage people, we can understand words, we can write blogs, we can write books, we can write songs, we can write sermons, we can cook amazing cakes, we can serve the people all around us. So, God enriches in every way, and the second thing is we are to give generously to reflect God's generosity. So God is generous to us in loads of ways, and we are to reflect his generosity. The Christians in Corinth, the Christians in Haywards Heath, and Christians in Christchurch are to give generously always because of what God has done. In fact, and here's the reason most of you didn't say, because perhaps it wasn't true of your presence, but here's the thing. God gave us gifts, not just because he loves us, but he gave us gifts so we could share them and be generous to others. And it seems like, if you kind of thought about the words when we were reading through the chapter, it seems like the more we give, the more he gives to us. Like he gives us stuff, in the broadest sense of stuff, he gives us stuff in order that we would share it. And as we share it, he keeps providing for us. As we give, we receive more. I want to just illustrate that in a really simple way. A volunteer, please. From someone who's... there's a lot of adults putting their hands up. I think I'll go with you. Come up to the front. You'd be perfect. Yeah, Zara, it was, sorry. Do you want to come to the front? Are you up for it? Okay. One will be enough. Right, here we go. So I'm going to give you a Malteser. Packet's been sealed. Oh, the stage, sorry. Thank you. Come on the stage and people can see. Good skills. Okay, so here's a Malteser for you. Now, what I want you to do is to close your fist really tight and hold on to it so you can't possibly let it go. Maybe put your fist that way round. That'd be perfect. Okay. Now, I'm going to give you some more Maltesers, but you know what? You've got to keep your hand really tight closed. Okay? Are you ready? You've got to keep your hand that way round and tight closed. Brilliant. Okay. And you've got to put your other hand behind your back. Perfect. Okay, here we go. Oh, dear. Doesn't work very well. Someone will clear these up later. It's because you had two hands. It ruined my idea. I'll just do one more, just to illustrate the point. Well, you see, the point is, do you want to open your hand again? And do you want to give one of those Maltesers to your sister?
Look.
It is. It's melting. Here's another one. If you want to just go and enjoy those, that would be wonderful. Now, it's a very, very simple and not brilliant way of illustrating. There's an expression. It gets attributed to various people. There goes a Malteser. Yes, people will be cursing me for weeks to come about that. Here's the saying. It's quite a fun one. A closed fist cannot receive any more. We've just seen that. A closed fist cannot receive any more. When we grab all the things that God gives us and hold on really tight to them, we're not ready to receive anything else. But if we open our hands and we don't grab them very tightly and we let them fall out or whatever, we give them to somebody else, if we don't hold on to them really super tightly, sorry about that distraction, then God gives us more because we've got open hands ready to receive more. Now, who wants a really, really big gift? Okay, and I'll illustrate what kind of gift it is. It's not just a single Malteser. That would be pretty good. As Zara has experienced, she got two, in fact. It's not just a packet of Haribos, which would be a pretty good gift. It's actually a whole packet of Quality Street. Now, I have to tell you that some people in my household wanted to take the good ones out first before we did this. But this is a new packet. Look, seal's still on the edge. So it's a really big and generous gift. Now, I think I'm going to have a couple of helpers, but I just can't have everybody. It's so... I think Jada would be good. This is not nepotism, but he answered a question earlier, honestly. And a young lady of some sort. Emily. Let's go for Emily. Yeah? And someone maybe a little bit bigger, so we'll go for... Can we have Joshua? Because I think I failed to get you to answer a question earlier. So here's... If you want to come up the front, here's a really big packet. I've got to remember what I was going to do with it now. Let me just remember the precise process that I want to go through. Okay. Now, for you guys, I'm going to give you these. It's a really, really big and generous gift. A really big and generous gift. Now, you can hold it on behalf of everybody else, but it's for the three of you. But you've got to follow exactly my instructions with it. Yeah? So it's a really big, generous gift, and you can enjoy some of it yourself, but what you've got to do is you've got to share it with other people. So I'd like you to grab a couple and to wander around and share them with other people, and I'm going to do the same as well. Okay? So you've got to go around and share them, and there will be some left. Do you want to share some? Just wander around. You wander in that direction, Emily. You can't eat them? No, that's good that you don't. If anyone's allergic to chocolate or doesn't want chocolate, stop your children having it. That will be fine. So, it's a really good illustration, I think, of God. And it's a good way to get rid of a pack of chocolates. God is really generous to us with not a little gift, but with a massive gift. Do you want to get out some more? There we are. I'll put them on there and then you can use them from that. And we're to be generous, it says, all the time. We're to be really generous. To be really overflowing in generosity. Caroline said this would be really dangerous, so I'm not going to do it anymore. I'm going for people that might survive. To be really generous and like overflowing in generosity. There's going to be no more throwing. It's all over. God has been really generous, and he helps us. And that's true even when we've only got one thing left. If you look again at the beginning of 2 Corinthians chapter 8, Paul talks about how they were generous even in their severe trial and extreme poverty. They were still overflowing in joy. So it's like they had just one sweet left, but they were still willing to give it to some needy person like Josh. Oh, yes. I knew he'd do that. Wouldn't let me down. And God, in his amazing generosity, says as they give, he's going to keep providing for them. Now, if you didn't get a sweet, adult, child, feel free to come and grab one later. But other than that, there's no more sweets thrown around. Just at the moment. So we're to be generous all the time. When we feel like we've got a big box of sweets, when we feel like we've just got our last sweet left, we're to be generous with everything that we have all the time. Generous with Jesus, generous with the Bible that God has given us, generous with our talents, the things that we're good at that we can do to serve him. Generous with our money, matching God's generosity. What happens when we do that? I'm sure the type will be wrong again. Oh, it's not. Brill. God is praised. That's what the verse says. You will be made rich in every way so that you can be generous on every occasion, and through us your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God. Or a bit later it talks about God will be praised because of what they do. You see, this is what happens. They're given stuff by God and they say thank you to God as they're given it. And then they give it to somebody else, like a Nathan, who says, thank you to me. No, you don't have to give it back. You can do that if you want. This was like a bonus suite, and they're probably not a very nice one, that colour, are they? You say thank you to me, and actually you can say thank you to God as well for providing it. And it's like, as it carries on, it's like thanksgiving, praising is multiplied over and over again. That the person who gives is thanked and that God is praised. We praise God when we get good stuff. Other people praise God when they get good stuff from us. Over and over again, God is praised. And it multiplies and multiplies and multiplies. And that's the brilliant thing about this verse and the way this chapter ends. Because of the service, verse 13, by which you have proved yourselves, men will praise God for the obedience that accompanies your confession of the gospel of Christ and for your generosity in sharing with them and with everyone else. It's like this. God gives us stuff. We give it away. People say, thank you, God. And they say, wow, these people really do love God and they really do appreciate the gifts that God has given them. It's like it makes the gospel real. That's what our generosity does. It makes the gospel real. And that's what our verse of the year is about. That's what our kind of motive, it's not the right word at all. That's what our statement of kind of mission is all about. It's all about being generous with all that God has given us. So as we come to an end, think about it for yourselves. Be generous with your money. Be generous with your money. It's something that Paul says he wants the people in Corinth to excel at, to be really good at it. We can be good at lots of things, but he said, I want you to excel, to be really good at the grace, the gift of giving. So be generous with your money. It's a great thing at the beginning of the year to think, do I need to review the money I give to the church, the money I give to other good causes, charities, or mission organizations, or to help other people somewhere? The beginning of the year is a great time to kind of review that and say, am I excelling? Am I being really good at this gift of giving money? It's really helpful, children, to start very young, thinking about what can I give. I'm sure all of you in some way or other get pocket money or an allowance, or sometimes the opportunity to have some cash that you're allowed to spend, and think, what can I do with that? Some of it's for me, of course it is. Like some of the sweets are for us. But what can I do to give? And it's really good to start that really young. Could I, in some little way, maybe with just a few pence, support somebody or something, or give my money to mummy and daddy and they save it up for me and we give it away in some way? It's really good to start early. So be generous with your money. Be generous with your gifts. Many of you are good at lots of things. Are you generous with that? Are you generous with your time? Are you generous with your words? Are you generous in the whole of your life, not just with your money? The thing about giving money, it's easy to just tick a box and say, I've been generous, look how much I've given. But you're very stingy with your time and all the things that you can do for people. So be generous with your gifts. And especially be generous with the gospel. The way this chapter works, of course it's talking about a collection of money, but the verse just before our verse broadens it out to everything to do with the word. It says, as it is written, he has scattered abroad his gifts to the poor, his righteousness endures forever. And what that's saying is God gives us loads of things, including his word and money, and time and talents, but it includes his word. And we as a church have been given the Word of God as a gift. And we need to share the Word of God, not keep it to ourselves, not grasp hold of it and think, we like this, it's good. We enjoy listening to the Word. It's something to be shared. Be generous with your money. Be generous with your gifts and time. Be generous with the gospel. That will be a transforming thing for us in the year ahead.